when I was your man.
Good morning, it's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9. Asked you how you might have gotten gypped on Valentine's Day. I know a lot of people like to complain about Valentine's Day, especially if you're single.
I wasn't complaining because you know why? I had wine, cookies, cupcakes, and I got my oil change yesterday. So you know what? Boom.
Lots of sugar cookies and bottles of wine in your life. But it's all good because it's nice to be single, though, because sometimes if you're in a relationship, you have to deal with stuff like we have people on the phone where they're getting screwed on Valentine's
Day.
And
that's somebody- Right. Drops the ball.
Exactly.
Boys.
How did your man drop the ball for Valentine's Day?
My boyfriend of 4 years didn't get me a card, didn't say happy Valentine's
Nothing.
Day.
Nothing. See, I mean, the Nothing. Least you can do is acknowledge the day. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because, I mean, not, you don't have to be material about it, but, I mean, to at least acknowledge the day and make it semi-special in some way. Come
right.
on.
If you are a lady, the dude needs to at least get a card for the other half on Valentine's
or
Day.
Cook something. Do something.
I agree.
So what did you say to him? What did he say about it when you called him out, Nicole?
I didn't say anything to him.
Well, wow. I tell you what. Well, we're going to say it for you. Happy Valentine's Day, Nicole.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry Cupid Cal didn't come and sing to you.
Oh, I know. Me too. I was hoping for that.
Aww.
Hey, you have a wonderful day, though. At least Valentine's Day is over now, though, okay? And we can all move on with our lives.
Right.
Exactly. You guys have a good day.
Hey, you too. Hi, good morning. Is this Emily?
Yeah.
Emily, did you get gypped on Valentine's Day?
I sure did.
How?
Oh, do share.
I get in my car yesterday, and I find an expired box of chocolates for my boyfriend.
Oh, that's nice of him.
I took a picture of it and sent it to him, and he's like, wow, that looks really bad.
Wait
yeah,
a second.
It does.
No, it does. I mean, I guess.
What do you do, get it from under his bed or something like that from when he was 10?
Yeah, where do you even get expired boxes of cookies,
that
Emily?
That takes a minute to expire chocolates.
Said that he wanted to move Valentine's Day to this weekend because we both got off work late.
Well, Emily, we hope he makes up for it this weekend. You have a good weekend, all right?
Thanks.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.